I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Judy Collins grew up playing music in Seattle. She had classical training, but landed in Greenwich Village, surrounded by contemporaries like Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell, whose songs she recorded. Still at her roots, Collins was inspired by her father, who was blind, and hosted a radio show where he played music, sang, read poetry, and told stories. Growing up hearing her father's radio show helped Judy gain an appreciation for the fine line between story and song.
My father actually sang the Irish songs, and I knew them all. I knew Danny Boy. I knew all the rest of the usual suspects in the Irish repertoire of songs. But as far as getting seduced by them, I hadn't until I heard Barbara Allen, which was sung by Joe Stafford.
Was in the merry month of May when all the green buds were swelling.
When you're doing these folk songs, it seems to me that you're starting to stand for something that's not classical, that's not pop. It speaks to some sense of community, culture, and expression. I mean, did you have a feeling about that in the early 60s?
I certainly was raised that way. I was raised to be an activist. I was completely ready for the 60s.
You rather famously did some singing at the Chicago 7 trial.
When these guys were arrested, Kunstler, who was their lawyer, said, would you come to Chicago and testify on their behalf? So Judge Hoffman called me to the bench and he said, what do you have to say and where were you and so forth? And I opened my mouth and started singing, where have all the flowers gone? Where have all the flowers gone? And the clerk came up and put his hand over my mouth and the judge said, there will be no singing in them in my courtroom.
Young girls have picked them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever...
You start to move on in your recordings to singing contemporary songwriters, this new realm of where people are really, you know, living today and talking about life today in new ways in those songs.
Well, I was looking for great songs. And I moved to the Village, and there were great songwriters all around me, throwing a little cassette in front of me or coming in my door, as Eric Anderson did, and saying, here are the lyrics to Thirsty Boots. I'll sing it for you. And he sang it for me, and I said, I'll record that tomorrow.
And take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot. From a dusty mile, and maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try, just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes.
I especially love you singing with Willie Nelson, since he's so unconventional in his approach. Hmm? It's great. When I go.
Oh, when I go. It's a brilliant song about the passage. And the fact that Willie got it so pleased me. You know, he sent me an email the other day and said, didn't we sing well together? Yes, I totally agree.
And should you glimpse my wandering form on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
Well, Judy Collins, thanks for visiting with me here on American Roots, and thanks for letting nothing keep you from singing.
Thank you so much. Yes, how can I keep from singing? Thank you.
Do not worry for my comfort. Do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. or listen at AmericanRoots.org.